This was about a small man with a large briefcase.
You always have good dreams.
I was in a small town. It may have been somewhere in the Midwest. It was a one-stoplight sort of town. It was quiet, with trees that lined the streets. In my dream, I was sitting on a park bench. I was watching a small man coming up the sidewalk carrying a large leather briefcase. When he saw me, or saw the bench, he stopped. He nodded. He was silently asking, "May I sit down?" He was polite, and he looked very tired. I nodded, and he sat down. He placed his briefcase between his feet. He undid the leather straps, he opened the briefcase, and he removed a long loaf of bread. It was a French baguette.
French baguette?
How he got it into this briefcase, I don't know. It was about 2 feet long. He tore the baguette in two. It had a nice, crispy crust. He offered me half. I shook my head. But he looked so sad. He kept holding out the half, like, "This is for you, please." So I took it. He tore a small piece from his half, and he began to chew it. His eyes were closed, like he was savoring each piece. It seemed to take him somewhere. It's not often you see someone eating just bread.
No jam, no cheese.
Nothing. Just a French baguette. And when he opened his eyes, he looked at me. He could see I hadn't taken a bite. He had shared his bread with me, but I had done nothing. So I broke off a piece. Well, I tore it off. I put it in my mouth. The crust was hard on the outside, but inside it was so soft and smooth.
Was it good?
It was very good and fresh. I began to wonder, is that big briefcase an oven? And out comes a freshly baked baguette? Do you know what a baguette tastes like?
I certainly do.
Oh, it tasted nutty and buttery and sweet and savory.
It's a gift from the French gods.
The taste had taken me to rolling fields and vineyards and grapes that were just gorgeous. And wine. As ruby red as... Damn it! I woke up. I couldn't get back to sleep. God, I tried. That was my dream.
Well, there's nothing like a fresh French baguette.
What do you think Mojo would have said?
I can tell you what Buddha might have said.
Please.
They say, the Buddha once said, if we knew, as he did, the fruit of giving, we would not let a single meal pass without sharing it.
The fruit of giving. Interesting.